Kammler came to me in early April in order to say goodbye, recalled Nazi Armaments Minister Speer. For the first time in our four-year association, Kammler did not display his usual dash. On the contrary, he seemed insecure and slippery with his vague, obscure hints about why I should transfer to Munich with him. He said efforts were being made in the SS to get rid of the Führer. He himself, however, was planning to contact the Americans. In exchange for their guarantee of freedom, he would offer them the entire technology of our jet planes, as well as the A-4 rocket and other important developments. On April 4, 1945, when von Braun pressed Kammler for permission to resume rocket research, the SS officer quietly announced that he was about to disappear for an indefinite length of time. He was true to his word. No one saw Kammler again. As everyone knows, von Braun and Dornberger, along with other scientists and many of the V-2 rockets, eventually made their way to the United States, becoming founding members of its modern space program with no help from Kammler. Jean Michel, himself an inmate of the concentration camp Dora, which provided slave labor for Kammler's rocket program, wrote of Kammler, "The chief of the SS secret weapon empire, the man in Himmler's confidence, disappeared without a trace." Even more disturbing is the fact that the architect of the concentration camps, builder of the gas chambers, executioner of Dora, overall chief of all the SS missiles, has sunk into oblivion. There is the Bormann mystery, the Mengele enigma. As far as I know, no one to this day has taken much interest in the fate of SS Obergruppenführer Hans Kammler. Michel, along with others, wondered, why had the cold and brutal calculator described by Speer so abruptly discarded the trump cards he had so patiently accumulated? As the war drew to a close, Kammler had the good fortune to inspect the Czechoslovakian stretch of the front, wrote Witkowski. After this event, nobody knew what became of him. Perhaps he died, though it is unlikely that this would ever have been recorded. The reports of Kammler's death are varied and mutually exclusive. One version has him committing suicide in a forest between Prague and Pilsen 2 days after Germany surrendered, while another said he was shot by his own SS aide in Prague. Another version was that he died in a shootout with Czech partisans.